It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. On the show today, teamwork.
So I grew up in Tripoli, Libya.
This is Hajar Sharif. And when she was a kid, her parents would gather her and her siblings together every Friday night. We've all heard of family meetings, but these were a little more intense.
This was a very formal process. People think like, yeah, it's a family, you come together like sometimes, you know. And I'm like, no, you don't understand.
They were called Friday democracy meetings. At 7 p.m., everyone would convene on the floor in the living room.
So we would be sitting down on mattresses.
There was a formal agenda, an appointed secretary.
My mom would likely be the one taking notes.
And of course, there were snacks.
Like, we would always have, like, fruits and, like, nuts. So, like, you know, the meeting would start. There was, like, a proper structure.
The point was to bring all of the family's issues to the meeting and decide, collectively, how to proceed. Topics ran the gamut from negotiating bedtimes to what food to have in the house.
Like, we need more Nutella at home, you know?
Navigating sibling disputes.
Yeah. So this is about solving a disagreement before it escalates to a fight.
And how each member of the family could pull their weight, including when her youngest brother was a toddler.
That he should tidy his toys every time he plays. And if he forgets, we need to remind him.
So these meetings were fair and collaborative. But outside, it was Libya in the 1990s. The country was under the authoritarian rule of Muammar Gaddafi, and gender roles were very traditional.
The woman is still the one that has to, like, cook and clean the house, even if she works, you know. So there is, like, gender inequality to a very great extent, and we didn't have a democracy. So my dad wanted to have that for my family.
So inside Hajar's home, things were different. Everyone had a voice.
I still very clearly remember him saying, this is like a safe space for you. And if you say anything to us as a form of criticism, we're not gonna like hold this against you outside of this meeting.
What happens at Friday democracy meetings stays at Friday democracy meetings. I love
Yes. I mean, what we discussed in these meetings were family affairs. But this system really challenged the traditional family structure. There were no power dynamics of like parents and kids. And that really made us understand every problem also have a solution if everyone comes together on equal basis. And if it's a safe space where there is trust, then we can really solve these issues.
Even in a country whose citizens had no voice, those family Friday democracy meetings made Hajar feel like she had a say in her life. Which brings us to today's show, How Teams Work. Ideas about changing group dynamics and building trust in families, between colleagues, and even in entire institutions. When Hajar became a teenager, she realized there was one topic that had never come up in those family meetings. The fact that every night, as the only girl in the family, she had to do the family dishes.
I was always the only one who was asked to wash the dishes while my brothers didn't have to do anything about it.
Here's Hajar Sharif on the TED stage.
I felt this was unjust, unfair, and discriminatory, so I wanted to discuss it in the meeting. As you know, the idea that it's a woman or a girl's role to do household work is a rule that has been carried out by many societies for so long. So in order for a 13-year-old me to challenge it, I needed a platform. In the meeting, my brothers argued that none of the other boys we know are washing the dishes, so why our family should be any different. But my parents agreed with me and decided that my brothers should assist me. However, they could not force them, so the problem continued. Seeing no solution to my problem, I decided to attend another meeting and propose a new system that would be fair to everyone. So I suggested instead of one person washing all the dishes used by all the family members, each family member should wash their own dishes. This way, my brothers can no longer argue that it's not within their responsibility as boys or men to wash the dishes and clean after the family, because the system I proposed was about every member of the family cleaning after themselves and taking care of themselves. Everyone agreed to my proposal, and for years, that was our washing the dishes system.
After my TED Talk, you can't believe the number of messages and emails I got from all around the world of women who said, that story about the dishes, you have no idea how it resonated with us. And every time I talk about the story, I feel like one important thing to say is that, you know, this is not about who's washing the dishes. This is like an example of like how a structural issue would make someone not as equal to others. And like, I understood where they came from, my brothers, because it's true. Because like in Libya, like it is the woman and the girls who does the dishes. Now maybe mm-hmm. things has changed a bit, but like 24 years ago, like this was like a no-brainer, right? So why out of the thousands and thousands of young boys and thousands of young girls who accept to do the dishes every day, why am I the only one who's challenging this, right? So mm-hmm. this is the structural issue I was talking about.
What strikes me about that, though, is in some ways your parents were very clever in that they stopped you from being a rebellious teenager because you were given parameters. Yeah. You were motivated to change the system from within because you had some power.
Yeah, very true. And you know also about this like childhood experience, how it impacted me and my siblings growing up, you know, once we became also like young adults and wanted to experiment with life as well, right? Like we had this trust relationship with our parents that we would literally tell them everything.
Mm-hmm. So I want to understand the cultural difference right now, because here in the United States, we talk a lot about how young people are more politically motivated than ever.
Yeah.
You know, not all young people, obviously, but there is a sense of wanting to have your voice heard. But we have to recognize that is not necessarily the case in many countries around the world. What is it that you feel a lot of young people need to hear in order to feel more motivated?
Yeah. You know, I think regardless of where it is geographically around the world, I think the one thing that anyone who wants their voice to be heard should be willing to hear someone else's voice as well, especially when this other voice is not aligned with your political thinking and maybe even not aligned with one's values and principles, you know. Mm-hmm. It also means to have a system in place that would treat everyone's voices equally, in, at least in terms of like having an opportunity to be heard without being judged, but also having a safe space to be heard. And I think in our societies now, especially now with social media and everything, you know, it's becoming more and more difficult for people to hear each other.
So if someone listening to this conversation, a parent, is thinking, I want to do this.
Yeah.
I want to have democracy meetings with my family. How should they go about doing it? How should they get started?
I think a first thing is really to believe in it, because it's a foundation that's gonna help the kids when they grow up, you know? Mm-hmm. So there is also an aspect of self-development there. And I see this a lot in me and all my siblings, where we're never afraid of confrontation, but it's also about how you ask questions. It's also about how you discuss things that bothers you, or even point out to things that you disagree with in a way where you're not judging the other person or the other group, but you're really trying to understand, right? And I think this is a skill that we need in life. Every family is its own mini political system that is usually not democratic, because parents make decisions that affect all members of the family while the kids have very little to say. Similarly, politicians make decisions that affect the whole nation while the people have very little to say in them. We need to change this, and in order to achieve this change systematically, we need to teach people that political, national, and global affairs are as relevant to them as personal and family affairs. So if we want to achieve this, my proposal and advice is try out the family democracy meeting system, because that will enable your kids to exercise their agency in decision-making from a very early age. Politics is about having conversations, including difficult conversations that lead to decisions. And in order to have a conversation, you need to participate. If you include your kids in family conversations, they will grow up and know how to participate in political conversations. And most importantly, they will help others engage. Thank you.
That was Hajar Sharif. She's a human rights activist and the co-founder of the Together We Build It Foundation. You can see her full talk at TED.com. On the show today, how teams work. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and you're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR. We'll be right back.